At 11 minutes before 9 o'clock, you are live on the Karima Brown Show this evening on 702. My name is Clement Manyatela, in for Karima Brown. Let's look at this story now. The Western Cape ANC has suspended its treasurer, the general in that province, Maurentia Gillion, while it investigates her role in the controversial 1 million rand donation from businessman Igbo Survey. Gillion is being investigated for her role in soliciting the donation, distributing the money and failing to return it despite being instructed to do so by the party. Now, this whole saga began, you'll remember, when the Western Cape ANC announced two Sundays ago that Survey's Sekunjalo group was giving the party financial help to get its voters out to vote. And they also invited journalists, I remember, to attend that event where the donation was being made. But less than 48 hours or so later, the party announced that it had taken a decision to return the money because it would be inappropriate to accept that donation from an entity that was implicated in the alleged plundering of the Public Investment Corporation and the funds coming from that institution. Let's speak to Lionel Adendoff now, who is the Western Cape ANC spokesperson. Lionel, thank you for your time. Welcome to the Karima Brown Show.
And Clement, it's nice talking to you. And it's Lionel. Very easy.
Lionel. Thanks for that, man. Speak to us about Clement, the...
you can go.
Yeah, speak to us about the decision that you have taken as the ANC in the Western Cape to suspend your treasurer. What led to this decision?
I think one of the first things that I need to reiterate is that it was not a very easy decision to take. But I also, in answering your question, I also need to make another point. And that is that we were invited to an event where Dr. Survey would then announce ways to help us with our election campaign. Mm-hmm. And you would have had appreciation that we wanted, because of the public, or what was said in the public at that stage, we wanted it to be open and transparent, and that's why we were very happy that some journalists were there. And it was only there then where we realized that he actually wanted to donate money to us. We at that stage thought that he was going to help us with catering for our volunteers by means of vouchers or with the food even. And then when we heard that it was a donation, we went back to the officials and they reconsidered it. And then it went back to the election structures. And it was there then that it was felt that we need to return the money. An instruction was then given by the officials to the provincial treasurer that the money should not be distributed to the regions as discussed, and that it should instead be returned to Dr. Survey. Unfortunately, then, this morning, the PwC met and we received a report that subsequent to that meeting, and despite the instruction to return the money was then dispersed, and the money was not returned. And the PwC then had no other choice but to suspend the provincial treasurer pending an investigation into the entire matter.
But Lionel, as the ANC in the Western Cape, why did you receive this donation in the first place?
As I said, we were invited because we thought that it was going to be some assistance with the food. The impression that we had on the day was not that it would have been cash. We know that Dr. Survey also has interest in a food processing company, and we thought that maybe it was going to be some help through one of those subsidiaries. But and as I said, on the day, we only learned that it was not to be.
But Lionel, I want to understand, because you're saying you thought it would be in a form of catering. So we're talking about food here and even through vouchers maybe to buy food. But obviously those things are catered for by money. So you don't just make food available, you buy food. So there would obviously be money involved at the end of the day anyway.
Look, as I said, for us, the impression initially was not that it was going to be a cash injection. As I stated in many parts of the media, that by Friday already, our budgets have been, for the election day, have been approved, and the money for transport, for logistics and everything has been assigned, and we have started to pay out to all our local election teams the money owed to them for election day. The assistance that we were offered and that we then received on the Sunday, 3 days before the election, was at that stage, we thought that it would have been for the catering and for meals, and then it was only there where we realized that it was the cash. And we immediately took the decision back to the official to reconsider what has just been offered. Because I want to make the point that it has happened in the past that a particular individual, organization, or company offered us money to help us with certain things. We would consider it, and then we would utilize it if we decide to do so.
And I get what you mean, Lionel. I get what you mean. But what I'm getting at here is, you're saying that you thought it would not be in a form of cash. I mean, he may not have necessarily given you the cash, as in this 1 million rand, but he could have used the same 1 million rand and gotten you vouchers or even gotten you the food. But that's still in a form of a donation, and he still used his money to help you with food and vouchers. So in principle, why did the ANC in the Western Cape initially think it was a good decision to accept any kind of help from this man, because he could have used his money, knowing very well the kind of revelations that were coming out of the PIC involving this company that he is involved with, Sekunjalo, which is the one that has given you the money?
Clement, I think it is very important that the public and the voters that are justifiably angry with us about this matter need to understand that when we were invited to a function where assistance would be promised, we at that stage honestly did not know that it would be in the form of cash. As I said, on the Friday already, all the budgets that we had for the election day has been allocated. And at that stage, we did not need additional cash for what we
So if
needed.
It wasn't in a form of cash, would you have taken it? If he had provided you with vouchers and food, would you have taken that?
We would most probably have considered it. But as I also said, that with any donation coming from whoever, the PEC and its officials would have a time to consider it, where it is from and what the money is about. And we only the first time when we had an opportunity to hear what it was about was on the day. And the first time to consider it was 2 days later. And we have taken the right decision to return the money. Unfortunately, this morning, we found that the money has not been returned. Instead, despite the instruction from the officials, we then got a message that the money has been dispersed and in some instances even been used. And that then warranted a thorough investigation into this matter.
And you know, I get that, Lionel. I mean, we haven't even gotten to the point about whether the money was returned or not. I was still questioning you on the principle. But speak to me here. Are you not using the treasurer of the ANC in that province as a scapegoat here? Because now you're focusing on her having failed to return this money instead of looking at the principle. Because you've just admitted now that, in fact, you would have considered taking the donation if it was in a form of actual food or even vouchers. But the point I'm raising is the man who is donating this food and money is Iqbal Survey. And you know that the money that he is using could be the money that is now under scrutiny at the PIC inquiry.
Clement, I think I want to respect your viewers by not trying to even trying to cock up a story or bring excuses. I think the opportunity that you've given us is to communicate with your listeners directly and be as honest and frank as we can be. And that is what I'm trying to be. I have said that there was a chance that we would have considered it, that we might have taken it. But in all the cases when it is a donation from anyone, we would come back and we would consider what this would mean for us. And we have only had a chance to do that on Tuesday, and we have made the right decision to return the money. The sad part here, and it is not being about making it about a scapegoat, the PEC officials understood the impact and the origin of the money and the questions around certain things that were mentioned at the PIC Commission of Inquiry, and based on that, after we have made, after we have considered it and looked at the matter thoroughly, that's when we decided to return the money. Whether we decided to return the money afterwards or a day before the election, I think the understanding that we need to have here is that a decision was taken to return the money.
And also that a decision was taken more to accept that money into your bank account as well. Did this treasurer tell you why she didn't take back the money?
She has not given us a satisfactory answer, and that is why we are investigating the entire matter.
Okay, when are you returning the money? Is it still in your account as the ANC?
This morning we were told that we have some of it in our account, and we will return what we have in our account, and we are committed to return the entire amount.
When would you return the entire amount?
That is also what we hope that the investigation would say. But I want to make this point very, very clear. The PEC is committed to return the entire amount. We do not want it at this moment while we appreciate it. But unfortunately, we cannot accept it at this moment. And that's why we're taking the steps that we have. As heartbreaking as it is, we need to take these decisions. As difficult as it is in this in these circumstances, the voters and the public out there demand of us to do the right thing, and the PEC, the PwC, and its officials are confident that these two decisions that we have announced over the last week are indeed the correct decisions.
Lionel Andendorf, thank you so much for your time. He's the spokesperson of the ANC in the Western Cape. What do you make of that? I mean, it doesn't make sense. The issue is the principle. And he's saying that if it was in a form of vouchers, in a form of food, they would have perhaps considered taking that. But still, money is used to bring about vouchers. Money is used to buy the food that would be donated to the ANC. So it seems the problem they have now is that it was an injection, a cash injection. But if it came in a different form, they would have accepted it. And I wonder what you think of this. 011-883-0702. It's